Okay, Rabosei, let me just take a few moments to chazor with the main points from yesterday, because a couple of guys weren't here. We'll just get everyone on the same page before we go forward. Okay, you want a pen?
Hey.
Okay. just quickly to get everyone back on track. So we started with really what was a gittin issue, right? And we said that a get cannot be given with something that is mechubel karka or karka itself. That's puzzle for a get. Get has to be something that is tullish. Has to be something that's detached. We saw that there was a bit of a machlokas between the Rosh and the Rashba as to why that was, right? Why is it that such a item would be possible for a get? And the Rosh said, what was the psul, Aaron, you remember?
No, not on the other.
Right, both the Rosh and the Rashba looked to the pasuk. The pasuk says that a man, when he wants to send away his wife, he has to write for her a sefer krisus. He has to write for what we call a writ of divorce, a book that cuts her off, cuts off the marriage. He'll give it to her, meaning he'll place it in her hand, nasam yada, and he'll send her away, and then she will go out, and she'll be able to subsequently marry whoever she wants. She'll be a free agent once again. So the Rosh looks to that pasuk and says, you know what the problem is with something that's mechubar to the karka? It's lacking in v'nasam yada. It's lacking in the act of nesina. When the man will attempt to transfer that item to the woman, if he was so interested, it would transfer. Right? He'd be able to transfer it. He'd be able to put it in her possession, in her domain. But that act of transfer is not an act of nesina, not an act of giving, per se. It's not a maisa nesina. Right? We could get it in her domain some other way. It could be maknet to her, but not through an act of Nesina. The Rashba, on the other hand, said that the psul is different. The Rashba's understanding of the psul was not in terms of the maisa, but in terms of the what?
The biada.
In terms of the what? In terms of the chefza, right? In terms of the chefza, in terms of the get itself, the Rashba understood that in terms of the get itself, it was deficient, right? What was the deficiency? So he has one of two possibilities. They're very similar. There might be differences, but they're very similar. The first one was based on the Tosefta.
So it's lacking. It's lacking in.
I'm sorry, not the Tosefta. The Yerushalmi. Remember, the Yerushalmi has. Yesh Mefarshim in the Yerushalmi. Yesh Mefarshim Rishim Dachsiv and Nasam Yada Dover Hanitan Miyad Liyad. It has to be something that's Nitan Miyad Liyad. It has to be something that is subject to being transferred from one person's hand to another. In the normal course of interaction, this is the type of thing that passes from one hand to another. But then he had another explanation as to what the Chisaron was. What was that?
That you changed it.
No, that's the mechusa ketitza.
Yeah.
The sefer, good. That it was lacking in sefer. It was lacking in sefer. It has to be the get. It's called the sefer, right? Ma sefer miyuchad shubatolosh af kol davar shubatolosh. It's deficient. The deficiency is in terms of sefer, and that really looks like the first mahalach in the Yerushalmi also. Sefer, right? Mi da afke b'loshon sefer kamashmalan the sphere b'tolosh be'inon. So there's two answers. The first answer is that it needs to be safer or similar to safer. The second answer is that it needs to be nitan miyad liyad. But again, we said those are very similar. They both look to the object, and they said there's a deficiency in the tsura of the object, right? The form of the object. That was the Rashba. Okay, so that was one machlokas. What the psul of a get that's mechubar is. is it a psul in the act of how it's given over, how it's transferred? That's the approach of the Rosh. Or is it a psul in terms of the object itself? That was the approach of the Rashba. So what we tried to do is we tried to take that machlokas and use it to explain the machlokas with regard to kesef. If you remember, the Ran on Daf Aleph Amud Aleph brings a ikaman da'amar. He brings an unnamed shita, who holds that just like it's inappropriate to use, or not inappropriate, it's a psul, if a person will try to use a get that's mechubar to the karka or karka itself, you can't effectuate gittin or gershin with such an item. So too, not only can you not use a dover that's mechubar la karka or karka itself for a shtar kiddushin, you can't even use karka or mechubar la karka as kesef kiddushin. That's that first shita in the Ran. Again, the Ran quotes an ikamanda amar, who says that not only is mechubar la karka posel for shtar kiddushin, but it's also posel for kesef kiddushin. And the Ran's response to that is, no, that's not true. The hekesh that we're dealing with on Daf Hei Amud Aleph extends only to what?
Shtar.
Only to shtar. It extends only to shtar, and therefore, if a person would try to use a tree or land as kesef, that would effectuate a good kiddushin. In other words, if he's trying to be mekadesh a woman with something that's mechubar, but because of the kesef aspect of it, that would be acceptable, and it would be a good kiddushin. So the Ran argues. So we try to explain that machlokas between the Ran and the ikamanda amar based on the machlokas with regard to the psul of get. All right, does anyone remember what we said yesterday? Again, this is a little bit of review, but for the benefit of those guys that were not here yesterday, trying to recap that issue now. So someone want to
get in terms of what? In terms of mechubar?
When I say that a get that's mechubar to the karka or karka is possible, right? We said there's one of two possibilities. So perhaps based on the way one would understand that, it would influence what he would say about kesef that's mechubar. Yeah, in other words, let's say a person says, okay, I'm going with the mahalach of the Rashba. Is that going to lead me to say something particular about kesef?
No. Rashba's only dealing with the issues of the shtar itself.
What do you mean? Who are you talking about now?
The Rashba.
Good. Let me hear what you mean.
The Rashba.
Let's take it slow. So he's saying now that if we understand the psul of the get, that's mechubar to the karka, to be because of dover hanita miyad liyad, right? What would you say over here? You'd say that what? That shtar and kesef, that are mechubar, are both posel. Right? If what? If you're going to make a hekesh, and you're going to carry over the characteristics of gerushin to kiddushin, and you'll say that by gerushin there's an insistence that the process take place with a mechanism that is nitan miyad liyad, with a chafta that's nitan miyad liyad, then you'll say the same thing over here by kiddushin, that both shtar and kasef are going to be posel with mechubar. But what about the other shita? What about the other shita?
You think it also would be a problem?
Well, let's say you hold the Dumi the Sefer. What about Dumi the Sefer? If you hold it, it needs Dumi the Sefer.
It's not a problem.
Then maybe you'd say it's not a problem, right? What about, why? Because there's no such thing over here. There's no real such qualification that has to be Dumi the Sefer. All right. Now, what about the shita that says Vinasan Biyada?
The same issue applies.
What do you mean?
The whole issue of Vinasan Biyada is that you can't have this action of nitain of the shtar. And so you also can't have this action of nitain for...
You mean Vinasan Biyada?
Yeah.
Okay, so good. So let me try to quickly just say over the basic point of what we said yesterday. That we saw the Makna had a kasha, which sort of underscored this whole issue. The Makna's kasha was on this shita that the Ran cites. You tell me that I have to follow the Hekesh, right? Everyone remembers the Hekesh? Makesh Havayel Yetziyah. I learn out that shtar is used for kiddushin, says the Gemara, from the fact that shtar is used for gerushin. And now the question is, how far do we go with that hekesh? Do we continue all the way through kiddushin, or only up to a certain point within kiddushin? So the Ikaman Amar said, no, you even goes into kesef. Whatever we say by gerushin, we're going to say by kiddushin, which means that I can't even use kesef, that's mechumer. So the Makna has a kasha. Kasha is like this. Aaron, you remember the kasha? The,
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Wasn't that, how are you going to say that whatever works, whatever doesn't work for gerushin doesn't work for kiddushin? We know that we have examples of acquiring a woman with a vegetable or with an animal.
Good. Excellent. That's right. That was the sheet of Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. The Makna says, one second. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili holds that you can't write a get. It says v'kasav. It says in the Torah that you have to write the shtar geirshin. You have to write the get. And he says, from the fact that it says v'kasav, we learn out that you can't give the get on something that a person normally would not write on. And he says specifically, balei chayim, animals, or ochlim. You can't write the get on ochlim or on balei chayim. So if that's the case, if you're going to follow that argument through now, in other words, if the Ikaman de Omar is correct, that whatever we say about the shtar geirshin, we're also going to say into the world of kiddushin because of the hekesh, then what? Then it should stand to reason that we won't accept these things as vehicles for kiddushin either. And that's not true. We know that the Gemara later on says, for example, a guy says, Hiskachi li betamra. Hiskachi li bekos shel yayin. A person could be mekadesh a woman with a cup of wine, or be mekadesh a woman with a date. Right? I don't mean a...
Not a shtaros.
But the Ikaman de Omer is extending the qualifications of shtar into kesef. That's exactly the point. That's exactly the Machna's point. Right, you're trying to tell me that I can't be mekalish a woman with something that's mechubel karka, even where I intended to be as kesef. I can't say to the woman, listen, I have this tree, I want to gift you the tree, and I'm going to be mekalish you with the value of the tree as kesef. Why can't I do that according to Ikaman Damar? Oh, because you can't be megarish a woman with a get that I wrote on something that's mechubel karka. So the Machna says, one second, what you're telling me that I can't carry over, that I have to carry over the dictates of get to all aspects of Kiddushin, even Kiddusha Kasef, I'll show you cases in the Talmud where that's clearly not the case. A person can be Mekadosh a woman with an animal. A person can be Mekadosh a woman with a vegetable or ochlim. So what do you see from here? How would you answer this question? How would the Ikaman de Omar answer the Machna's question?
That's the Hekesh only extends as far as not to be a dog. It won't necessarily include the Kasef.
Say that again?
That the Hekesh only extends as far as Venatan, it doesn't extend as far.
Right, so okay, good. What Richie's saying is what you have to say, and this is what we explained yesterday, is what you have to say in even the Shita, this Ikaman Damar, would have to hold that you don't carry over all the dinim of the Hekesh. Right? When you say that you're Makish the Havaya Litzio, right? They didn't say that in every din we make the Hekesh of Havaya of the kesef to gerushin. For example, a case of ochlin could be used. Ochlin could be used. And a bal chai could be used. All right? But what about mechuber? You'd say, no, mechuber can't be used. Why not? Because the psul, good, because the psul, if I hold it, the whole psul of get is what? If I hold that the psul of get is what reason?
Is it b'natan b'yada? And that would carry over.
Well, that would carry over, right? That's not so. The deficiency, the chisaron.
Right. If the action, if these holds the chisaron is within the action, like the rush, and then if you hold that psul, carry over. Of the action to.
We're trying to account for the fact that this Ikaman de Omar can say that kesef can't be used as mechuber, right? But still acknowledge this Gemara that you can be a Kaddish a woman with a date. Yeah, let me hear.
Then these would still work. I mean, a vegetable and animal. Because there are giveable objects. I mean, your opponent through a different method, not actually through your hand, but through, what's it called? I guess where you switch and pick up a different object.
Kalipin?
No, the Ron says we don't go all the way to Kesef. We don't include Kesef when we say there's a psul mechubar. We only go up to Shtar. Right, so which one of these Rishonim is the Ron in line with? Yeah, Joni, you have that chart for a second?
The Rush.
Yeah, why? Why would you say that?
Because psul's in the how, and so the Kesef would still be allowed, and Kesef won't be psul'd.
The Rosh says it has to be Vinasan Biyada. I have to do an act of giving over the get to the woman that I'm being Megarish. Okay? So if that's true, I have to do an Asina, and I have to do an Asina by Kiddushin. Let's say that's true. Then which way would I hold? That I could use Kasef or I can't use Kasef? It's not like...
That's Mechaber, you're saying.
No. Yeah, that's Mechuber. Is that an Asina? No, that's lacking in Asina. Isn't that what you mean?
I was wrong.
But is that what you mean? I mean, is that what you meant to say?
Yeah, but it would be the other way. So that means that the Ron holds that Ron holding brush, but not like the rush.
That's the way it seems. No, uh-huh. Again, like this. What we're saying is like this: that if you hold that the psul of the get that is mechubar is because it needs nesina, right? And we assume that we carry over that aspect to kiddushin as well, that you need a nesina. Then I won't be able to use a tree either. I won't be able to use a tree. No, I'm sorry. You didn't say it incorrect. Why? Why'd you say it was incorrect?
Right. Then you can't use the Ron. Right. It doesn't extend to Kesef.
The Ron says doesn't. Right. The Ron doesn't says it doesn't extend to Kesef.
But here would extend to Kesef if you can't use a tree.
Okay. Let me try to get everyone back. Okay. Sorry. I know. I just realized this is a little confusing for me. We have two machlokas in here. Amachloka says, why can't I use a get that's mechubar to the karka? I can't use a get that's mechubar to the karka for one of two reasons. Either because the object itself is deficient, like the Rashba, right? Or because I need an act of Nesina, and that's lacking. That's fine and good. Now the question is, when I move over to Kiddushin, and I agree, I can't use a shtar Kiddushin that's attached to the ground, but do I say the same thing by Kesef? Do I say the same thing by Kesef? So let's say I say the reason that the get is puzzle is because I need a Nesina. I need a Nesina. So if I say need a Nesina, that's the problem. What would I say in terms of Kesef Kiddushin?
You can't use Mechubar.
Can't use Mechubar because... You need to have some type of nesina for kiddushin as well. What is the other shita maintaining? What is the Ran maintaining? The Ran says no, it's not a problem. You could use it for kesef. Why? Because the psul in gittin is not in terms of the act of giving it over. It's something that's unique to shtaros. There's a definition in shtar. Shtar has to be davar hanita miyad liyad, or it has to be dumi de sefer. But you wouldn't necessarily say that by kesef. You wouldn't necessarily say that by Kesef. That's not a definition of Kesef.
Right, but what we said before, like according to the Rashba, was that this dollar of Anita Liyad would extend through the Hekesh. I mean, that's the Machna's question. That's Machna's point. Is that this Hekesh does extend?
The Machna's question was on the Manda Umra that held that the Hekesh runs all the way through for all issues. So we're trying to answer up by saying that there's a divide in how you understand that Hekesh, how far it goes, based on how you understand the psul of get.
So according to the Rashi,
you'd answer up the Machna's question on the Ika Manda Amar by saying, well, that Manda Amar holds like the other Shita with regard to Gittin. Right?
Like
the Shita that says that it's Vinasam Biyada. If it's a nasan v'yada, so you're lacking in the nesina. If you're lacking nesina, then anything that I'm giving over for kiddushin has to be subject to nesina.
So we can say the Ron holds like the Rashba, because the Rashba is talking about the actual chesa of it.
That's right.
And therefore the chesa definitely wouldn't transfer.
There's no shaykhis to chesa. It's a function of the unique characteristics of shtar.
So something that's mechaber is still within the chesa of mechaber, still within the chesa of kesef.
Could still be kesef. That's right. That's correct. Okay? I apologize if it was a little bit convoluted in the presentation, but that's what we're saying. Should we say it one more time? One more time. Joni, you want to say it over? What, you want to hear it one more time? Okay. Aaron, you want to say it over?
I want to hear it one more time.
Okay. Come on, someone who understands it.
I feel bad. I might not say it well enough.
It's okay. They'll let you know. Don't worry. One more time so we can get past this, the next issue. Anyone? Rich, you want to say it?
No.
start with the machlokas in Gittin. We have machlokas in Gittin with regard to the psul of mechuber forget.
And the question is the machlokas between the rush and the rashba.
Right.
Right. So the rush holds that the problem of something that's attached by get is that it lacks in the action of giving over. You can't give over this tree because it's attached to the ground.
You have to distinguish. You could transfer it. You could be maknet, but you can't be nosein. You can't do it in mice and a sina. Right.
The Rashba's problem is not in the action, but rather it's in the chefs of the thing itself.
Right.
So he says that either it's bad because it's lacking in sefer.
Good.
Because we sefer krisus.
Good.
Or he says it's lacking in something that is subject to being transferred.
Right.
Because apparently a get has to be.
It's from Vanasan Biyada, that's right. Good.
Okay. So then we have the Ron quotes Amanda Amar that says that the psul of
good.
Get applies also to Kesef.
Not only does it apply to the shtar of Kiddushin, it also applies to Kesef of Kiddushin. Right? We know it applies to the shtar of Kiddushin from where? How do you know it applies to the shtar of Kiddushin? That's given. No one argues on that. From the Hekesh. That's Poshet, right? That's Poshet. That the whole reason we know that Shtar works for Kiddushin is because it works by Geirushin. That's the essential Hekesh. So if you tell me that Shtar can't work when it's Mechubar, can't write a get on a tree, of course it can't write a Shtar Kiddushin on a tree. Now the question is, do we go further than that or not? Okay, so the Ikaman Dharma says what?
Says that it does go further. It applies also to Kesef of Kiddushin.
Good.
And the Ran says that, no, it really only extends to Shtar. Hekesh is... get as a star, it only apply to Kiddushin with a star.
You're good.
I say it also extends to Kesef.
Excellent.
What's next?
So now we try to explain how would each of these shitas understand the psul of get such that they're forced to say what they're saying about Kesef.
Right.
How does the Ran understand the psul of get such that he's comfortable saying that by Kesef it's okay for Kiddushin?
To say that by Kesef it's okay.
If it's Mechubar. Because what's the psul of Mechubar?
It's the Chavtza.
It's the Chavtza. It's the Kesef. It's the Chavtza of the Shtar. If you tell me the reason why I can't use a get that's Mechubar is because it's lacking in certain qualification of a Shtar, so that's fine. It stops there. When I talk about Kesef, I don't have that limitation. But if you tell me that it's lacking in what?
In giving in the
mice and the sina, then I'm going to carry that over. Why am I going to carry that over?
Because it applies to Kesef also, the sina.
Right. It would seem that that shita holds that there's a mice and a sina that's required with regard to Kiddushin also, and therefore it's deficient insofar as the mice and the sina goes. I can't use something that is attached to the ground, not because the object is lacking, as Kesef, but because the way I'm transferring the Kesef is not proper. Now, how do you know, and this is what we ended off with this yesterday, how do you know that there is this idea of Nesina in the realm of Kiddushin? How do you know that Kiddushin is a Nesina and not just a Hakna? How do I know it's not just a transfer and it's an actual Nesina? You don't have it in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says Ki Yikach, but... Kiyikach means that the man has to be the taker, right? The man has to be the taker. He has to be the one to do the action. But let's say he would do the action some other way. He would get the item in her possession through some way other than an asina. Some type of kinyan. It would be some type of kinyan, but not an asina per se.
Right.
guy?
Yeah.
We were talking about how you can place something on her property and
right.
That would be Nacina.
But isn't that Nacina?
That's
a mice in Nacina. You're literally taking
from
your
own place.
So you're giving another example, right? You're giving examples of where you're going to have something that constitutes an asina, but I'm asking a different question. I'm asking, how do you know that Kiddushin requires an asina, or that the hallmark of Kiddushin is an asina?
You don't know, just from this Hekesh.
Just from this Hekesh?
Yeah. And if you're going to apply that from Hekesh, you have to...
Well, let's look at the Gemara. Let's look at the Gemara now.
Okay.
From where? It doesn't say openly. Oh, you have to go? I'm sorry. The pasuk by Get, yeah, the pasuk by Get says Vinasina, Vinasam Biada. Let me ask you a question. Let's go back to the last couple steps of the Gemara. Again, Randaf Hayam and Aleph. The Gemara wants to prove that Shtar could be used both to get you in and to get you out of the marriage based on the Hekesh. What did the Gemara say as a question on that? Say the same thing for Kesef. Right? Say the same thing for Kesef. Just like Kesef could be used to get you into the marriage, Kesef will be used to get you out of the marriage. What's the Gemara's response to that? Can't be. Why can't it be? Because in kategor nasa senemer. You can't use the same exact item to work both as a productive purpose and a destructive purpose. It can't bring about two wholly opposite results. You can't tell me this thing produces marriage and it destroys marriage. It doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says, 1 second, if that's what you're going to say, what about Shtar? Shtar works the same. Shtar is doing that. Shtar is getting you in, is getting you out. So what's the response to that?
Shtar the food.
Good. Right. So the
terminology, the text.
Excellent. The milim.
For the text of the Shtar to go into marriage is quite different from the text of the Get.
And therefore what?
So you can't compare them.
Therefore they're different.
Therefore they're different. But you see in the Gemara's Hav Mina that they were considered the same. Right, Irvin, this is a point you made the other day, that the uniqueness of a shtar is its content. Right? The content of a shtar is what makes it different from another shtar. But the Gemara in the Hav Mina apparently is viewing shtar as an institution. If shtar is getting you in and shtar is getting you out, you have the same problem that you have when you tell me that kesef can't work both ways. To which the Gemara says, no, don't think that. Don't look at shtar as just being a category, an institution of shtar. Each shtar is a different mechanism. A shtar of geirishin is a different cheftza than a shtar erisin. A shtar erisin is different than a shtar geirishin. Why? Because the content is different. So the Gemara says, oh, if that's so, then I'll say the same thing by kesef. Why would you say the same thing by Kesef?
When you give it, you're going to say something different.
You're going to say something different. Now, the Gemara ultimately rejects that, and the Gemara says, no, that's not a good enough distinction. Why? Because at the end of the day, money's money, right? Money's money. We have to explain what that means, but you can't distinguish money in the same way that you can distinguish shtar. Now, what does Rashi say when he explains what the Gemara means by saying that money will be different based on its use? Aaron, you saw that Rashi? You want to read that Rashi for us? High Kas B'Lachud. But let me ask you guys a question. When you read this Gemara, who's the one that's giving the money in the Gemara's suggestion? When the Gemara suggests, that there might be money that could be used to get you out of the marriage, who do you think gives the money?
The man.
You would think that? You would think the woman? You would think the woman?
I would think so.
Good. Why would you think so?
Well, because to get into the marriage, he gave her
good.
Money.
Good.
He has to return it.
So you should think to reverse the process, she would have to give him money.
Good.
Presumably the same amount.
Good. So if that's the case.
He's taking her under his control, like he has to release her. Like she can't release herself. Saying if you. Buy something, you're the one who returns it. I don't know.
Well, let's take an Eved. Let's say you buy an Eved.
Yeah.
Right? You buy an Eved.
Well,
slow. Let's take it slow. And then an Eved wants to get out in the middle of the Eved's time. Then the nature of the, you know, within the time frame of the sheet of the Avdus.
He
would pay his way out. Right? He would give money to get out. If you view it as some form of Shibud, right? I'm not drawing a direct parallel between slavery and marriage, just in terms of the acquisition. If you view the shibud of the eved as being similar to the acquisition of the woman, then who would you say gives the money? The woman gives the money to get out, right? She'd be the one to free herself. She's buying herself out. She's buying herself out of his kin. He bought her. Now you get money back? Take the case of the Amavria. Because the Amavria, who's paying for her? The Adon's paying for her. Right? If she'll leave at some time that's earlier, then the father's going to have to get back the money. Yeah.
The reason I say when you read the Gemara, I really say that is because it keeps on making analogous the case of Shtar and the case of Kesef. So if you know by get, you give Shtar. The question is, just like you give Shtar to get divorced, so you can also give Kesef to get divorced. That's why according to Gemara, it seems that would be the...
Okay, oh, so you wouldn't even think this is... You knew right away that the man gives the money.
Right, because of that reason, they're just trying to...
Okay, does that make sense, though? Does it make sense that the man should give money?
In terms of...
To
get her out?
In lieu of get, in lieu of Shtar, he gives...
So 1 second. You're saying something without maybe really realizing what you're saying. Irving, you hear the question? Irving. I don't know if he's there anymore.
Yeah.
He's on mute or I'm on mute?
Hello?
Yeah, you hear the question?
No, I don't hear it. Sorry, I was on mute.
Oh, okay. Here's the question. Here's the question. If you say that when an Eved's acquired, and then the master's... still has rights to the Eved. And the Eved now wants to get out in the middle of his tenure. How does he get out? He pays back the Adon part of the money. Right? Whatever was left on the purchase price based on how much he worked and how much is owed.
Yeah.
But Rashi over here says that who's the one that gives the money according to his Havamina? The man. The man would give her money and set her free and say, this is your money for Gerishin. So what we're asking is that does that make sense, right? When you buy something, or when you buy a service and then you didn't get your money's worth, so who's giving you the money back? The person who has the money is giving you money back. You're not giving more money to end the right. You hire a guy and you pay him up front, and he doesn't do what you asked him for, or he doesn't finish the job, but you paid him all the money up front. He's going to give you money back. You're not going to give him more money and say, okay, I want to get out of the contract. So we're just asking in terms of the Gerishin over here, why would it make sense to say that I'm giving money to get her out? Money's not normally used in that way. Normally, money is used as a means of acquiring something, not as a means of, you know, like a just giving someone to go away. So what do you see from here? Yeah, so what do you see from here?
It seems like...
You understand the question?
Yeah, I see it. Isn't it the woman not being satisfied in let's say the man has to support her and take care of her.
Right.
And when she's not satisfied and wants a divorce, he has to pay her. You know, just to keep the parallel going, he has to pay her the leftover support.
Is pay her support. It doesn't seem that the money here is for outstanding support. The money is just a way of breaking the marriage. It's a way of the release. You're right. If it would be a specific dollar amount because of back payments for childcare or for share ksus va'ona, I would agree. But it doesn't seem that way. It seems that it's a specific amount that would be given over for the sake of severing the marriage. But Richie made the point of saying that, no, maybe this is obvious, because just like get is the shtar, which passes hands to end the marriage, when we look at the shtar erusin, the man gives the shtar erusin to the woman. So when we look at the get, he gives the get to the woman. So say the same thing by the money. He's the one that gives the money to get in the marriage. He's the one that gives the money to get out of the marriage. But what are you saying if you say that? What are you saying about the nature of the money?
Should act as star.
It's acting as star. Similar to that stars, which means what? Yeah, Rabbi Taylor?
Something that could be productive and something that could be...
Well, that we're going to get to. That's the Gemara's question about the Kategor Nasa Senegar, but... The Gemara, you... Well, I'm saying, what do you see about the nature? What I'm asking is this. What do you see about the nature of the way money is functioning here?
It seems like it's something that's representing the transaction, and it's not...
Yeah, exactly. It's not a what? It's not a Kenyan. It's not a Kenyan. It's not a Kenyan. When I'm giving money to get out, right, it's the same as the money that I'm giving when I get in. Right, that's the hekesh, right? You want to make a hekesh. You want to tell me, just like I give money when I come in, I have to give money when I get out. But if the money that I'm giving is money for Kenyan, then I can't give money for Kenyan to get out. So what do you see from here? That the nature of the money giving in is not money of a Kenyan. It's just an asina. It's a requirement that I have to give money, just like I have to give shtar. I have to give the shtar. It's the shtar that acquires. So to over here, I have to give money. It's a din and an asina. I must give the woman money, but not because the money is functioning as a davar hakona. And that's why the Gemara can make this suggestion that I'll give money to get out of the marriage.
Why don't you say that, Baruch? So you're saying there's two different types of money?
By shtar,
yeah. By shtar, we see this as
shtar. The Gemara ultimately says that's not so. The Gemara ultimately says that that's not true. It's not two types of money. Why are they not?
Oh, it says it's not.
Yeah. Why are there not two types of money?
Yeah, why not?
So, why?
To be a chadu.
Yeah. It's one. It's one coinage. The Gemara says it's one coinage. When I talk about when the shtar is used for gerushin, it's a specific type of shtar. Where is the uniqueness of the shtar?
In the lashon
of the shtar. That is a qualitatively different shtar than the shtar that I'm using for shtar gerushin. Right. Those two types of shtars are different. In money, where does the difference come from?
I say the context.
It comes from context. It comes from my speech, my amira. I'm giving the context. The Gemara says that's not good enough to say it's a different chafza. It's not a different chafza because the only thing that gives it its difference, is like you're saying, is the context. I'm creating the context so that it will function differently. But insofar as the object is concerned, it's the same. That's in kategor nasa senegar. But what do you see from the fact that the Gemara is willing to suggest that money should be able to work to get you out, and the only reason why it doesn't work to get you out is because of Enkate Ganasa Senegar, is because all that you need is an asina. It's not a Kenyan. It's a mice and asina. So that's the hallmark of Kiddushin. Now, if that's the case...
What, has Gemara show that?
The Gemara is suggesting, tell me money works to get you in, so money should work to get you out. That's wholly illogical if money is functioning as a Kenyan. If money is functioning as a Kenyan, unless you say the woman gives the money. But no, Rashi openly says that the man is the one that's giving the money. How do we know that? Because that's what the Gemara suggests when it says that this is a different type of money. Why is it different money? Rashi says, it's different money because when you give the money, you're saying something different.
So Rashi, when you say that, then it goes back. And that's not a good answer.
Which answer?
Because Rashi's answer. He says when you're giving, you're saying something different.
Right, that's the way he's explaining. He's not answering. He's explaining the Gemara. So the Gemara doesn't like that. The Gemara says that's not sufficient. That's not sufficient to make it different money. That doesn't make money different.
That doesn't make money different. Now, I can hear that, but there's this idea that the Kenyan is not... Sorry, the Kesev is not a Kenyan. Rather, it's just Nesina. So are we saying that depending on the context of your Nesina, that determines what's going on here, in other words, if it's a context of Kenyan.
Right, if that's why, right, if that's
why.
Let's say I just gave it back, exactly. Let's say I'm giving money and I don't say why I'm giving it, then it's not necessarily an acquisition. All right, the woman thinks I'm giving for a different reason. Right, that wouldn't be sufficient. But let me just get to the Tosos for one second. You have to leave already? Because this is your phone.
Yeah.
Okay, so don't leave without your phone. But within this idea of Nesina, you should tell them to call back on your phone. You have unlimited?
Yes, but it's
Irving, you want to call back on Dr. J's phone?
Yeah, no problem. I'll call right now.
Yeah, call right now.
Okay.
Should I press N? Okay, I'll try to catch you up. So, again, now, what was Tosos's Kasha? What was Tosos's Kasha?
Oh, I asked, you use the same thing for people.
Right. This is like a funny kind of argument. Right? Why does it make sense now? Right, it's not an act of acquisition. Right. So now you can understand Tosos' Kasha. Tosas Kash like this. If you tell me that it's reasonable to say that kesef could be used to go in and used to go out, because the act of giving kesef is for what? It's an asina. So just like it has to be an asina, it has to be an act of giving of money. Chaim, you with me? All right. Now's a good time to starting a new point here. Tosos says, one second. You're asking me this question about money. You're saying if we're going to make a hekesh that shtar works both ways, then let's ask on money, let money work both ways. So Tosos says, one second, why don't you ask the same question by Bia? What does he mean, ask the same question by Bia? What he means is, now that you're showing me that the whole idea of Kiddushin is an asina, right? It's just an act to, I have to give this thing over to the woman. So ask me the same thing. I could use money as an asina to get you in, so I'll do the same asina to get you out, just like shtar. I'll give you a shtar to get you in, I'll give you a shtar to get you out.
Only within the rasha, though.
One second, let me just speak this point out. Then, so say the same thing by Bia. If you tell me the whole idea is sort of a symbolic act of giving, which demonstrates ishus, and therefore gerushin is the same, it's an act which I do, to establish the severance of the marriage, say the same thing by the Bia. I'll make the same hekesh. I give over Bia, I engage in Bia to get you in, so I engage in Bia to get you out. So what's Tosos' the answer?
Well, no, the only prohibitive reason you can't...
What's his answer? Bia. Two answers. What's the first answer? Irving, you hear the question?
You're asking the same exact question on Bia?
It's not my question. Tosa's question. Tosa says, if you're going to tell me, if you're going to raise this question by money, raise the same question by Bia. Tell me that I'll release the woman by sending her off with one last Bia. That's the way, right? We agree. We hate each other. We're fighting, right? She's throwing things at me, and I say, listen, I want to divorce you. Come, let's have relations, right? He'll tell me that. It sounds crazy, though. But what Tosa says, it makes sense to ask the question. Why? Because if you tell me, you got to read this into the Gemara. If you tell me that money works both ways, because money is just an idea of transferring, giving over money, it's not a kenyan. If it's a kenyan, you can't ask the question, because it would be crazy. The man can't give money. What kind of kenyan is he making? He's not making kenyan. He wants the opposite of kenyan. Oh, so you see, money's not a kenyan. Like shtar, you're just giving over the shtar. So you say the same thing by Bia. Bia, I'll do Bia to get in, I'll do Bia to get out. So Tosa says, no, you can't say that. Why not? What's that? That's the second answer. What's the first answer? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. What does that mean, though? What does he mean? When he wants to distance himself. So what?
No, that's the reason.
He wants to distance. He wants to get divorced. He wants to distance herself from himself from her. So what? So Bia would be the opposite of that.
I thought it was Shafi Mena Hu meaning like
who Megarsha. He's Megarish her for the whole.
I don't think we want to distance him. We don't want him to get divorced.
No.
We don't
want
to be like easy for him to get divorced.
No, Tulsa's saying not. He's saying this guy wants out. He wants out. So what are you going to tell him now? You're going to tell him, go ahead and engage in the quintessential act of kirva, of closeness. It's ludicrous, right? The Misa itself is a Misa of closeness. The whole Misa is a Misa of kirv, right? You call it kirv basar, right? Kirv das, kirv basar. So he says, oh, this guy wants out of his marriage. So you'll tell him, do the Misa, just like you give over money or give over shtar to get in, you can use the same thing to get out, say the same thing by Bia. No, it's not that kesef and shtar are not nesinos. It's that by Bia there's a separate problem. Bia is inherently a Misa of kirva. So you're going to tell him, release her with a Misa of kirva? That's crazy. Right, but that's a din in Bia.
Is that what Shlons Rachigimera who Megarisha means?
Yeah, for the sake of getting away from her, he wants to divorce her. So now you're going to tell him, you want to get away from her? Go close to her.
It's a contradiction.
It's a steer me neyabe.
It doesn't mean that... Okay, no, it doesn't mean...
And that's what it means. I mean,
okay, it doesn't mean because we don't want to make a... That's what
Richie's saying. We want to discourage him from getting divorced. No. It's the Tosos is saying he wants to be Megarisha, he wants to get away from her. So Kesef you can give to get away because that's just an Asina, it's not a Kenyan. Shtar you can give because it's just a Shtar. You guys want to tell me that Bia you're going to give her? That's crazy. Bia, the Mice of Bia is a Mice of Kiruv, not a Mice of Gershon.
I think Richie's reads more naturally from the text.
Really? I mean, go ahead, please.
It doesn't remind me of the text. It just
I originally thought that also. I mean, but I just, I mean, when I heard that, I just thought if it.
Yeah, what do you want to say? How do you want to read it in? I'm sorry.
No, I just.
Right.
Distance him.
No.
From divorce
himself.
No, distance, yeah.
He wants to distance himself. That's why he's Megarsha. And that's. That's. You say it again.
The distance there.
No, read the words inside. Read the. Read. For the purpose of being misrachik from her, he is Megarsha. That's what the words mean. What's the second answer? Second answer is a different idea. Second answer is a totally different idea. What's the second answer?
That she's a pagan.
He's not allowed. He's not allowed to.
He's not allowed to. He's not allowed to. It's not. It's not that it just doesn't make sense in the context of the Maisa. Why he's not allowed to? That's a separate din. That's a separate din. Once a man has decided that he doesn't want to stay married to this woman anymore, she becomes like a asura to him. She becomes forbidden to him. She's not, he's not allowed to have relations with her.
Why?
What do you mean? You wrote her off already just because you still haven't, just because you haven't gotten a get? The way you the way you view her is like she's already she's gone.
Doesn't make
sense.
You're still married to her.
Good question. You mean saying halachically she's still an Ashes Ish, she's still my wife.
Yeah.
I'm saying, because philosophically you're no longer with her, somehow means you can't be with her anymore. I
understand. You're still logically
married to her, so
you can't.
Well, first of
all,
he also needs to be together protecting her. Meaning, right. Meaning, what's if he's allowed to still sleep with her and he doesn't even like her, then to be together protecting her.
Yeah, but still, it doesn't matter. They're still married.
No, that's a good question. That's a good question, how to explain that in general. There are other halachas like that. For example, there are times when even though a couple is married, they're not allowed to have bia, but it's not exactly for this reason. Like, for example, if they're in a fight. So Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to have relations while they're fighting.
Why?
Good question. It's a different idea. It's not the same idea. Or he's not allowed to have relations when he's thinking about someone else. But those are more like what Richie's saying. That's not... It's not appropriate in the context of the relations. But here it's more like a halachic thing. It's more of like a halachic thing. Tosa says it almost becomes like an Ervas Davar, that she's Asura to him.
No, but what else is going to give Ervas Davar?
You're right, it's a good question.
But Ervas Davar is a thing that is retroactively, the marriage wasn't even correct.
No, that's not what he said.
That's not, isn't that?
No.
Like he was under some assumption.
No. Ervas Davar. That's not what he's talking about here.
No.
No, they could have been married happily for 30 years. Now the guy decides...
I thought Ervas Davar was always like...
No, Ervas Davar just means it's Isser. It just means Isser. It just means Isser like an Arayas. Ervas Davar means there's some form of Arayas here. He's not allowed to have these ties. This relations is also to him.
No, when it says Matzav Ba Ervas Davar...
Yeah, he found something he doesn't like in her anymore. He decided he doesn't want to marry her anymore.
What is he thinking of Arayas?
Ervas... I'm sorry, you asked me, does the term Ervas Davar... what does it mean here in this context?
Yeah.
Matzah by Ervas Davar? Right. I think it means he found something that's not... doesn't find favor with him anymore. Doesn't necessarily... Could mean that she did something inappropriate, but it doesn't have to be that. Anyway, what you see from here is that within the context of Kiddushin, there is this idea of Nesina, right? There is an idea of Nesina, and that's why Kasef could even be proposed as working both ways. And Tosos is building off that idea and say, oh, if you go that far, why don't you say that B also works the way? No, Adkan, we don't say. Not because it's a crazy idea to say, but because within the context of Bia, it doesn't make sense. Rashi doesn't bring that up in distinguish because he's just talking about the Gemara. He's just addressing the Gemara's suggestion about Kasef. But I do want to mention one other point. There is a nice idea. I think Jonah mentioned it before. The idea of throwing... Oh, you mentioned also. The idea of throwing the shtar, right? Throwing the shtar into the woman's chatzar. Throwing the shtar into the woman's chatzar. So, what's the din over there? What's the din over there?
Isn't it good?
Yeah, it's good. And it says that it also applies to... Yeah, it's a Gemara in Gittin on Daf Ayin Ches. Zarek la Gita, Karov la. Even if he just throws it close to her, throws it near her. throws it down near her feet, this Gemara says that she's megurashas. V'chein l'inyin kiddushin. So the Farshim want to say that you see from here that even by get, you don't need a zechiyah. She doesn't have to be kona the get necessarily. He has to do a nesina. He has to be, v'nasan biyada means that he has to be no say in the get. He gave the get. Ah, it says biyada, okay, it has to be in her shus. You can't, or close to her. You can't just, no, that's what I want to say. That it doesn't necessarily have to be, that's not a kinyan. If I just throw it near your feet, you weren't kona it.
Why is it a sheet that's more directed?
That's my property.
That's in your Shus Haram. Your Shus Haram.
Why can't we say it's no difference by, let's say, if I find, you know, A, it's no difference if let's say, by Chametz, it's in my Shus. I still have violence over it.
That's your Shus to begin with. Yeah, that's your Chatzar.
My Shus is my...
Yeah, but I don't think you're not. I don't think you're Kona. You're not by Shabbos. You could be Kona Shvisa, you know, okay, over there. But I don't think it works over here. If a guy's walking the street and I come over and I just throw it near her, the woman's walking the street and I throw the get at her feet. When the Gemara says she's Migurashas, I don't think it's because her Dal Almas are Kona. It sounds like she's Kona because I did a Maisa and a Sina vis-a-vis her. That's the way the Mefarshim understand that Gemara. You're right, if I throw it into her Chatzar, then it's her Chatzar's Kona. I put it on her person. But here it's not a Kinyan Chatzar. It's not a Kinyan Chatzar. It's because of what I did. Now she's not. She doesn't have a Zachiyah in what I gave her because she has to pick it up. But my Maisa was good enough. So when it says
the chain, so walking and doesn't take it, that seems like it's her problem, not yours.
Right. That's from this Gemara. It would seem that way. Again, I'm not holding Gittin enough to say, you know, what the ramifications are. But from this Gemara, you're right. It would seem that that's
like
sufficient.
In American court, you have to give a,
right. You have to serve. You have to serve the person. Right.
You
can't exactly. Exactly. Hi, you're Mr. Jones. Yes. Okay. We have something for you.
Right.
You've been served. Exactly. So here you see that it doesn't always need to be that way. That's the chiddush of, for example, the Torah's Gittin says this idea. So then when the Gemara says v'chein v'kiddushin, you see the same idea. Just like by Gittin, it's sufficient to have simply a nesina, a giving. It's sufficient by kiddushin to have a nesina. Right? Now, obviously, there's going to be another whole approach here to say that, no, all these things are really kinyanim. They're not just nesinos. Right? Because let's be honest. And I think Glenn was surprised by this. When you give money to get the woman, Isha nicknames, right? It certainly seems like some form of kinyan. The lashonas that we use seem like kinyanim. So to say it's just a nesina certainly seems to be something of a, I guess, of a chiddush. But others say no.
Well,
that
why can you say the marriage is a kinyan and the Jerusha is not?
No, but all I'm saying is that for every shita that holds that the hallmark of kiddushin is a nesina, there'll be others that say no, it's really it's a kinyan. If you learn that it's a kinyan, then you're gonna have a problem with the Gemara's suggestion over here, even suggesting the hekesh of kesef. That's all I'm saying. If you're gonna tell me that I can get kesef to get out, then how am I gonna get kesef to get out? Kesef is working as a kinyan.
Well, how does shar work to annul the kinyan? That's not a kinyan either.
Yeah, Nachnami, you're not saying you could have the same question.
So the whole
right, you'd have to explain everything.
So
you'd have to. Yeah, Nachnami, I'm not saying it's without explanation. I'm just saying. Wow. Okay. All right, fellas. I guess we'll stop here for today, and maybe we'll take this idea of Nesina a little bit further. There's a nice piece in the Granat. I tried to find it this morning online. I don't have a Granat, but we'll see if I can borrow one. We'll Rav Naftali Trop. Natalia Chubb was
a
could be there. I mean, listen, a lot of these Gedolim came through at one point. It could have been that he was there. I'm not sure.
I remember that name.
Could be. You know, like the Maitre Eloy gave Shir and YU very briefly, and Rosh Shimon Shkop, maybe that's what you think. Yeah, Rosh Shimon Shkop, no? Rosh Shimon Shkop, Natalia Chubb, could be. I'm not, but he was a previous generation, one of the Gidolei HaRosh Yeshiva in that generation, and has a very nice idea here about Nesina. So maybe we'll try to go through that together. Just put this in some context. All right. Irving, shkoyach for calling in.
Thank you, Eli.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. She's a mass man. Look at this guy.